Good night, everybody. Today's daf is Yivamos Daf Mem Hei, and thank you to Alicia Graf for giving the daf Yomi share over the last few days. We are holding, Alicia left off, three lines from the bottom of daf Mem, Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the exclusive for Shalema, for Esther Basara. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today is the Gemara is going to give two explanations of who is Moda to Rabbi Akiva, that a guy that's Baal Bas Yisrael produces a Vlad Mamzer, that when you have, which is going to be the primary topic of today's daf, which is when you have a non-Jew that is Boel, a Bas Yisrael, and produces a child with a Bas Yisrael, whether that child is a Mamzer or not. So somebody's going to be Moda to Rabbi Akiva. So the question is, who is Moda to Rabbi Akiva on that point? Then the Gemara is going to bring the Machlokas, whether an Eved and an Ovid Kuchavim, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, is a Vlad Mamzer, and the Machlokas, what Shitas Rebbe is on that matter. It's obviously a very relevant issue, unfortunately, because it happens all the time with a very high intermarriage rate, where there are people whose father is a non-Jew and whose mother is a Jew. So the question is, does that make them a Mamzer? We know they're Jewish, but does that make them a Mamzer? Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Rav holds that the Vlad is kosher, but Afal Pikein, he did not want to marry off his daughter to such a person, and he said that even if the person is as great as Yehoshua bin Nun, he is not interested in marrying his daughter off to such a person. The Gemara is going to tell us such a story. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Eved Va'akum, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, but maybe it's different when it's a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Charin, that maybe for some reason that's worse than if it's a full Eved and that's Baal Bas Yisrael, maybe the Vlad is going to be kosher. But maybe if it's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Charin, that for some reason that's going to be worse. The Gemara is going to discuss why that would be the case. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that not only was Rava Machshir such a Vlad, he even allowed him to take a position of Srara, to take a position of authority, even though typically Gerim are excluded from such positions, because he's not considered a Ger, he's considered to be a full-fledged Jew. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about what if someone goes to the mikveh because of Nido, or they go to the mikveh because a man goes to the mikveh because he's a Baal Keri, and not L'Shem Gerus, does the Tevila also work L'Shem Gerus? And on that note, the Gemara is going to tell us that Rebbe holds that if a person purchases an Eved from an Ovid Kochavim, and he's Tovel, the Eved is Tovel himself, L'Shem Ben Chorin, that Tevila will work to allow him to be Yotze L'Cheres. So we're going to talk at the end of the daf about the benefit of a Tevila, even if the Tevila doesn't seem to be for the purpose that for the purpose that it could be geared toward. So says the Gemara. Now let's pick up Mem Dalet and Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, everyone, even those who hold that Chayav Elavin do not generate Mamzerus, that when you have two people that are together and produce a child, which that relationship is only in Isser Lav, that it does not produce Mamzerus, but everybody agrees, Be'evid, V'chavim Abal Basral, Shavlan Mamzer, that if you have an Eved or a Oved Kochavim, a non-Jew that has a relationship with the Bas Yisrael and produces a child, that child is a mamzer. So says more, man hakol modim. Who are we saying is moda that normally would have disagreed? Meaning when we say hakol modim, we're saying even though typically there's a machlokas about this issue, but over here, hakol modim. Who is the hakol modim? So two possibilities. One possibility is Shimon HaTimni, that it's a reference to Shimon HaTimni. Why? What's the chiddush that Shimon HaTimni is moda that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer? The afal gav damer Shimon HaTimni ein mamzer mechayev ilah. Even though Shimon HaTimni typically says that Chayav Elavin do not produce a Mamzer, Hani Mili Mechayav Elavin Davsi B'Kedushin, that's when you're talking about Chayav Elavin, where at least a couple would be married. There is a sense of Kedushin, a Chalos of Kedushin, when Chayav Elavin get together. Aval Hacha, Ovid Chavim Eved, Kibin Dol Davsi B'Kedushin, even though Ovid Chavim Eved may not be in Nisr Kares, it may only be a Lav, but there's also no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Chalos of any kiddushin kechayav ikrisus dami. We therefore treat it as if it's chayav ikrisus, and that's why the product of such a union is a mamzer. So ask the Gemara, meisvei over chum vever abal by savlad mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer ain mamzer al mishe yisuro yisurevav vanush kares. That we find that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that like Shimon Atimni, that mamzer only comes from chayav ikrisus, and he holds that that rule holds true even by an Eved Vovid Chavma Baal Bas Yisrael, where the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer because it is not Chayav Ikrisos. The fact that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin apparently doesn't sway anything, doesn't move anything in any direction. Simply, you're only a Mamzer if there's Chayav Ikrisos. So don't you see from Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that those who are in the camp, the Chayav Elavin, do not generate Mamzerus, like Shimon HaTimni would maintain that even Eved Vovid Chavma Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So that's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who thinks that the Hakol Modim is Shimon HaTimni. So Ella Am Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef instead argues that really it's not Shimon HaTimni. Mana Kol Modim. Who does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says Hakol Modim, that the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer when it's inevitable of Chavim HaBal Basral? Rabbi. He's referring to the sheet of Rabbi, that Aval gave to Rabbi Omer, that even though Rabbi is going to say later on Daf Nun Beis, in about a week from now, that there's a mission that we're going to have on Daf Nunam Beis, that there ain't be a Achar Chalitza, that when a person has two Yavamos that are no Filofanov, and he does Chalitza to one of the Yavamos, and then he does Bia to the second one, that second one does not require a get, because it did not affect any marriage. So Rebbe had said, ain advarim halalu amurim, that this statement, that Bia Achar Chalitza, does not affect any Tfisas Kiddushin, that if you already did Chalitza on one of the Yavamas, the Bia on another Yavama does not create any sense of marriage. That's only true Ella l'divrei Rabbi Akiva Shayosa Chalutza Ke'erva, that since Rabbi Akiva holds Kiddushin are not even Tovsin B'Chayav Elavin, and the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer even B'Chayav Elavin, so after you did Chalitza on one of the Yavamas, you're not allowed to be Miyabim the second one. So if you are Miyabim, or you're in violation of a Lav of Lo Yibanez Beis Achiv, and therefore that's considered like a tsaras erva, and it does not require a get. But Valelo Sfirale, but Rebbe himself does not hold like Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe himself holds like the Chachamim that Kiddushin are Tovsin B'Chayav Elavin, Chalutza is not like an erva, and therefore, both Chavim Ve'Eved Moda, he's going to be Moda, that by Novid Chavim and Neved, that the Vlad is in fact a Mamzer. So the Chiddush is that even though Rebbe holds that Bia Achar Chalitza, does require a get, even though Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds that it does require a get, that Kiddushin is going to be Tovsin when you have Bia Achar Chalitza, but he's going to be Moda, that when you have Novid Chavim and Neved, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is in fact going to be a Mamzer. The Aruch Lener points out that according to the Rambam, who holds that Lo Yibana is an Asmachta Bialma, and only Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a Lav Gamur, so how does the Gemara know that Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tzvi Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin? It could be that Rabbi holds that there's no Tzvi Kiddushin it's possible that Rabbi holds that there's no, that Kiddushin is not Tovsin by Chayav Elavin, and when he says that Yeshachar Chalitza Klum, that there is Bia Achar Chalitza, that's because he holds that Lo Yibana is just an Asmachta Bialma, and therefore it's not like an Erva, and it requires a get. So he says it could be that the Gemara is Medayik, that Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, why does Rebbe have to tell us by an Eved Va'akum that the Vlad is a Mamzer, and not just say by Kol Chayav Elavin that the Vlad is a Mamzer? So that must be an indication that Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So fine, so now the Gemara brings a Raya that Rebbe Taka holds that the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer, that when you have an Eved and an Ovid Chavim, a Baal Basral, that the Vlad is actually a Mamzer. The Chiyas Rav Dimi Yam Rav Yisrael Bar Avu Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Ovid Chamvevet Abal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So you see that Rebbe holds the Vlad as a Mamzer because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with a non-Jew and a Jewish woman. So even though Rebbe holds that Kiddushin is Tovsin B'chayav Elavin, when Rebbe Yochanan says HaKol Modem that the Vlad is Mamzer, he meant Rebbe is Moda, that the Vlad is Mamzer when it comes to Nevet Abal Chamvevet Bas Yisrael. Rebbe Achasar Habira, that was apparently his title. Rebbe Tanchum B'reidram Chiyay Ish Kfar Akko Parukanu Shvu Yasa. So the Gemara tells us a Maisa that Rabbi Achas Arabira and Rabbi Tanchum Reid Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akko were poda women who were held in captivity by Ovdei Kochavim. The Asume Armon Litveria, and they came from Armenia to Tveria. Havachada, one of the Shvuyos, the Abram of Kochavim, was pregnant from an Ovdei Kochavim, so she was carrying this baby, which was an example of an Eved Ovdei Kochavim Abal Bas Yisrael. So the Asul Kamed Rabbi Ami, so the Amoraim who were poda this Shavuya came to Rabbi Ami to ask what's going to be the din of this Vlad, is he a mamzer or not? So Amalu, Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, three Gedoli Amroim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina say, Ovid Chavim Vever Abal Baisrael, a Vlad mamzer. And if you have three Amoraim, the Paskin Vlad mamzer, it seems that we have to Paskin that way, that the child is going to be a mamzer. So Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, I don't understand what Rabbi Ami is doing over here. Rabusa Lemichshav Gavri? Is it some sort of great chiddush, great contribution to list off people that necessarily indicates that the halacha follows that way? But just because you can list off an impressive group of Amoraim, that means we paskin like that group of Amoraim? There may be an equally impressive group, or maybe a less impressive group, or a group that we paskin like, or a smaller group that we paskin like that says otherwise. Harav Shmuel b'Bavel, Rav and Shmuel live in Bavel. Rabbi Shoben Levi Bar Kapra Beretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shoben Levi and Bar Kapara live in Eretz Yisrael. Va'amri al Chilufi, and some say Bar Kapara Chilufi Bar Kapara Va'eli Zikne Darum, that remove Bar Kapara from the statement, but instead insert the Zikne Darum. Da Amri Ovchem Vevel Bas Yisrael Havlat Kasher. So you're going to just list off names? I'll tell you that the greatest poskim in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael say that Ovchem Vevel Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is going to be kosher. So how do you know? You should pass like these three Amoraim that we just mentioned. I have more Amoraim that hold that the Vlad is kosher. So it's not abundantly clear. When he says Rabusa Lemichshav Gavri, what's he saying? Is he saying that we don't paskin like majority all the time just because you have a number of Amoraim? Sometimes the Gedoli Amoraim are going to win, or is he saying that's not the majority? I have a larger majority. I have more people, because I'll tell you four Gedoli Amoraim that hold the other way. It seems that some of the poskim, when they try to paskin, will try to figure out what the consensus is. They'll figure out what the majority of poskim say, and they'll often paskin like consensus. Other poskim aren't so concerned about consensus. They're concerned about what makes the most sense. And as long as it's not against everybody, then could be we paskin that way. So anyway, it's not abundantly clear what he means over here. Ella Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says you cannot paskin over here based on the impressive list that you had that say that the Vlad is mamzer, because there are plenty of shittos that hold the other way. So rather we could be machria that the halacha is that he's a mamzer, but for a different reason. That Rebbe, it's Rebbe who holds that the Vlad is mamzer. Chios Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Ovid Chavim Never Abav Asol Vlad Mamzer. That Rabbeinu had said that never become a Babasral, that the offspring is going to be a mamzer. So since Rabbeinu is Rebbe, that the Rabbeinu holds that the Vlad is a mamzer, that's why we paskin the Vlad is a mamzer. So he doesn't even disagree with his psak. He just says you can't paskin just based on the fact that you have an impressive list of people. But at the end of the day, we know that we paskin like you said anyway, because Rebbe holds that way. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer Havlan Bakulkol. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says no, the Vlad is not a mamzer. The Vlad is only Mekulkal. So, Laman, what does that mean that he's Mekulkal, that he's messed up? So, Ile Melakal, if it means that he's Mekulkal Lakal, meaning that he's not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman, so that means he's Asalav Abkal, that means he's a Mamzer. Hamra Bishua Vlad Kasher, but Rabbi Shua said the Vlad is Kasher, so it can't mean that he's Mekulkal Lakal. Mekulkal Lakal would mean that he's a Mamzer. Ela Lakahuna. No, what it means is that he's Pasal Lakuna. He's not allowed to marry into Kuna. Tekulam Rei Demachshiri Modish Avlad Pagam Lakuna. All the Amoraim that are machshir the Vlad, Lavo Bakal, will agree that if the Vlad is a daughter, is a girl, that she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. How do I know that the offspring, the female offspring of an Evel of a Chama on the one hand and a Bas Yisrael on the other hand are Pasul Lakuna? Mikal Lachomer, Almana, it's a Kal Lachomer from the din of Almana, the Kohen Gadol. Ma Almana, the Kohen Gadol, Sheini Surashav Bakal. If you have Almana, the Kohen Gadol, which in a certain sense is a lesser Isser, because it's very limited to the people that are subject to the Isser, meaning it's only an Isser on the Kohen Gadol. The Almana's Muteres to a Kohen Hedyot, and she's certainly Muteres to a Yisrael, and nevertheless we say Bina Pagum, that the offspring of that marriage of the Almana to the Kohen Gadol is going to be a Chalol, and it's going to be possible from Kohuna. And if it's a so Zu, Sheisur Shav Bakal, where you have a Bas Yisrael from an Evedor Nakum, that's where such an Isser of intermarriage is also for everybody, for Kohanim and for Yisrael, Leviim and Yisrael, say no din Shabbat Pagum, all the more so. That's a much more severe Isser. So for sure the female offspring of that union should be Pasul Lakuna. So says Gemara, nah, it's not a good Kal Vachomer. Malal Alman El Kohen Gadol, Shekein Hi Atzma Mischaleles. By an Alman El Kohen Gadol, you see that it's more severe in the sense that she becomes a Chalola. The Alman herself becomes a Chalola. And therefore, if that Kohen Gadol dies, she's not allowed to even marry a Kohen Edyo now. Even though she's an Almana, she's not a Grusha, but she's a Chalola by virtue of the fact that she was married to a Kohen Gadol as an Almana. So, and if she's a Bas Kohen, she becomes possible to eat her father's truma when her husband dies, as opposed to an Ever and Akuma, Balbas Yisrael, where she herself is not Mischalela, so the child is not going to be Pagum Lakuna. So answer Gemara Achinami, you're right, by an Ever and Akuma, Balbas Yisrael, Kivan Shenivala Psula. That no, not Hachanami, but I mean not you're right. But Hachanami Kivan Shenivala Psula. Don't tell me that Almana L'Kohen Gadol is more severe because it apostles the woman. Over here also apostles the woman. And intermarriage also apostles the woman. L'Kuhuna. Damar Rabbi Yochum and Shum Rabbi Shimon. Minai Lo V'Chum V'Ever Abba L'Kohenes V'Alaviyah V'Alyisraelis. How do I know that if you have a non-Jewish man that has a relationship with a Kohenes, a Leviyah, or a Yisrael, that will pass her, and therefore if she were a Bas Kohen, she would not be able to eat her father's Truma. If she were Levi or Yisraelis, she would not be able to eat Truma. If she subsequently marries a Kohen and has children from him, and the husband dies, and the halacha is that they're allowed to eat Truma, typically the halacha is that an Almana of a Kohen who had children with the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma on account of her children. But if she was Niveles to an Eved or an Akum, she's possible from eating truma. So Kalshkin, she's going to be possible from marrying a Kohen. Shenemar, Uvas Kohen, Kitia Almanu Grusha. Pasuk says, Milechem Avia Tochel, that if you have a Bas Kohen that was an Almanu or a Grusha from her marriage, she can go back to eating her father's truma. Mishesh Almanu Spegerishin, but that means that she was in a relationship where it makes sense that she would be an Almanu or a Grusha because there was a Tfisas Kiddushin. So that when the husband dies or when they get divorced will not pass her from truma of her father's house. But if her relationship was with an Ovid Chavim or an Eved, Shein Lem Almanas V'Gerishin, but where there is no Almanas V'Gerishin from an Ovid Chavim or an Eved, there is no marriage, and therefore she's going to attack a B'Pasel from eating truma. So don't tell me that you're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer that an Almana whose Ben is Pagum, even though it's a lesser Isser, even though it's a greater Isser, because she becomes Usser, I'm sorry. Don't tell me that we're bringing back the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer was that if an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, where it's a lesser Isser, it's not an Isser Hashav B'Kol, and nevertheless the Ben is Pogum, so Basral La'el Ovid Chavim, where it's an Isser Hashav B'Kol, for sure the Ben is going to be Pogum. We tried to reject that Kal V'Chomer by saying no, an Almana L'Kohen Gadol is more severe in the sense that she herself is Mischaleles. So now we're saying that rejection is a false false rejection, because also by an intermarriage, she herself is mischalela. She herself becomes pasul lekuhuna, and therefore we're back to that kal v'chomer. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says Rav Yosef, my chasus to samchus ad Ravdimi. Why are you somich on what Ravdimi says in the name of Rabbi that the vlad is going to be a mamzer from an intermarriage? Smocha the Ravin. Instead, you should rely on Ravin's report of what Rabbi said, that we have a different report of what Rabbi held, and that Rabbi in fact held that the vlad is kosher. Dechiasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Morimba, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi were both paskin by a non-Jew with a Jewish woman, Lehetera, that the vlad is going to be kosher lova bakal. Uman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and who is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Rabbi, it's none other than Rabbi. So apparently there's machlokas among the Talmidim of Rabbi what Rabbi's real shita is. The Aruch Lener points out that it's a little bit difficult because Tosfos Avodah Zarah and Daflam Levav Amaral writes that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that's mentioned over there is not in fact Rabbi, that there's another Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that Rabbi's grandson is also Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So how did Abaye know that Ravin disagrees with Ravdimi about what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, about what Rabbi holds? It could be that they're talking about two different Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It could be that one is talking about the grandfather, which is Rabbi, and the other is talking about the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that is the grandson. So the Aruch Lener has a couple of suggestions. First, he suggests that since Ravin was an Amora, if he meant the grandson of Rabbi, he should have said Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. It's only in the Lashon of a Mishnah, in the Lashon of a Braisa, that he's called Hanasi. In the Lashon of Amoraim, they would call it Nesia when referring to the grandson. Furthermore, he says that since he's mentioned together with Rabbi Nasan, Mistama, it's a reference to Rabbi, because Rabbi Nasan lived in the times of Rabbi, and he was older than Rabbi. He was the Av Beis Din in the days of Shimon Gamliel, who was Rabbi's father, and that's it's explicit in Horio stuff you'd gimel that way. So it would make sense that the one who's coupled with Rabbi Nasan in the statement would be the grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and therefore the Gemara works with this assumption that we have a machlokas amoraim, what in fact Rabbi held about an Eved Vavikav Mabal Bas Yisrael. Va'af Rav Moriba Hetera, and not only that, even Rav paskind Lekula, he paskind that it's Mutulav Bakal when you have an Eved Vavikav Mabal Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The Ramban writes that Rav holds that the Vlad is not Pagam even Lekuhuna, meaning we said up until now that even if you hold not a Mamzer, okay, but at least Pagam Lekuhuna, because we had that Kal V'Chomer from Almana Lekuhan Gadol. So says the Ramban, no, Rav holds that the Vlad is not even Pagam Lekuhuna, because Ben Akum, we're going to see that the Ben Akum asked Rav to the Maisa that's about to appear, is that that such a child asked Rav if he could marry his daughter, and Rav was quiet. If Rav held that the Vlad is Pagam Lekuhuna, he should have said that I don't want to marry my daughter off to someone who's Pagam Lekuhuna. That it should have been, he should have said that there's some sort of Pagam, but he doesn't. He's silent. He rejects the Shidduch, but he doesn't give the obvious reason for rejecting the Shidduch, which gives you the impression that it's not a real reason. So again, so Va'af Rav Morabal Le'atera, Le'atera, Rav also Paskin Lekula, Ta'ahu Dasil Kemed Rav, because there was one such young man who was a son of an Akum that was Baal Bas Yisrael. His father was a non-Jew, mother was a Jewess, and he came to Rav, Amar Le'i, so he asked Rav, Ovid Chomev Rav Bas Yisrael Ma'u, what's the din of such a of someone like me? So Amar Le'i, Vlad Kasher, he says, you're Kasher, you're not a Mamzer. So Amar Le'i, so that young man said, Havli Bartach, okay, good, I want a Shidduch with your daughter. So Rav said back to him, Lo Yehivnalach, no way. Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya L'Rav, so Simi Bar Chiya said to Rav, that Amri Inshi, that people are, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that it seems that Ben Ha'akum was a Talmud Chacham, and that's why Simi Bar Chiya started challenging Rav, because if he was an Amma Aretz, then there's no reason to be upset that Rav didn't want the Shidduch. The Gemara tells us in Pesach Mem Tes that someone who's Masi Bito Lama Aretz is Kilu Kofsa Lefnei Ari. So, but we know from Pesach HaSarius that Afilu Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Kodem the Kohen Gadol Lama Aretz. Being a Talmud Chacham is a big Maila. So once you say that he's not a Mamzer, so it's not going to ruin the whole Yichus of the family, and he's a Talmud Chacham. So now Simi Bar Chiya challenges Rav, and he's going to say, Amri Inshi, you know what the world says? The world gives an example or a guzma or an expression that Gamla B'Madai, that you have a camel in Madai, a Kava Rata, a camel in the Eretz Madai dances on its 4 feet inside of a Kli, which is called a Kav. And we, HaKava, we see that there is a Kav, there is such a Kli, Vaha Gamla, and there is a camel, Vaha Madai, and we are in Madai, Vela Rata, and it's not dancing. Meaning, people say there's some fantastical thing that occurs, but you have all the conditions in front of you, and we see that. Is that true? That it doesn't happen? That this that which you say occurs does not occur? So you're telling me that there's this great chiddush that a mamzer, that an eved vavrchama abal basral, the vlad is not a mamzer. So here we have an eved vavrchama abal basral, and you're telling me you're not going to give him to your daughter? Why not? He's not a mamzer. Samalei, so Rav said to Simi Bar Chiya, Ina havuk Yeshua ben Nun. If he was on the Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun, lo yavna labarti, I wouldn't give him my daughter. So Amalei, Simi Bar Chiya challenges Rav back. He says, well, I have a Yeshua ben Nun. Imar lo yavle, if he was like Yeshua ben Nun, if you wouldn't agree to the shidduch, achrini yavile, someone else would agree to the shidduch for Yeshua ben Nun. But hi, this fellow, Imar lo yavle, he's not going to get a shidduch. If you don't give him your daughter, achrini lo yavile, then other people are also not going to give their daughter. And therefore, we don't think it's right that you're not agreeing to the shidduch. So lava ka'azil mikameh, that Ben Akum would not leave Rav alone. He kept on insisting. So Yav Be'enei Rav looked at him v'shachiv, and that Ben Akum died, meaning it was not going to happen. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Rav was not pressured into agreeing to such a shidduch. Obviously, again, whenever you have Yovle Einei Umes, that is not a natural cause of death of Yovle Einei, that someone is going to place their eyes on somebody else, and because of a look or a glance, that the person is going to die. So that obviously it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means. Obviously, there's some deeper meaning over here, but it's still difficult to understand what is that deeper meaning, and why is it that Rav didn't was not interested in that was so adamant about not being interested in the shidduch. There is a tshuva in the Imre Yosher in Chelik Beis in Kuf Yudalin. He was asked whether you're allowed to be mata mashudach. Well, actually, that relates to the next line in Gemara. So let's see the next story. Vaf Rav Masna Morabol Atera. Rav Masna also was makel about an eved vavrchama abal bas Yisrael that the child is not a mamzer. Vaf Rav Yehuda Morabol Atera. Rav Yehuda also. When they came to Rav Yehuda to ask whether it's mutzalav bakal or it's a mamzer nasalav bakal, Amalei zil itamer. He said, go to a place where no one recognizes you, and over there you should go and marry a bas Yisrael, because if they recognize you, they're never going to give you their daughters. So from the fact that he was matir him to do this, to pull off such a ruse and go somewhere where people don't recognize him, you see that he holds that the vlad must not be a mamzer, because he would never give an eitzah to go and create mamzerus, or he says, o nasiv bar minach, or marry someone else who's in the same position as you. So obviously, he holds that it's kosher. He didn't say go marry a mamzeres or a shivcha. When they came to Rava, he also gave the same advice. Either go into Gaulis, go somewhere where they don't recognize you and marry a regular kosher girl, or marry a bas sol from an ovid chavim, someone who's also a product of a bas sol and an ovid chavim, just like you. So again, you get the sense that all of these gedolei amoraim hold that they are not, in fact, a mamzer. Tosfos raises the question that since he's not miyuchas, they're not going to give him an isha miyuchases. Like Gemara in Ksuba says that malin mitruma liyuchsin, that we elevate someone from achilas truma to yuchsin. So Tosfos raises the question that how can we say zil itmar, go to a place where they don't recognize you and marry a bas Yisrael? So how are you allowed to pull off such a thing? So Tosfos says no. Ksuba was talking about marrying off to your daughter to a Kohen who is over Gabi Mizbeach, like Rabbi Tam says over there, but to marry off to Yisraelis, you don't need a raya. Meaning, in order to have yichus, you don't need to. You're not going to need to prove the yichus. Tos is bothered by if we say malin mitruma liyuchsin, that in order to establish yichus, you're going to need to prove your yichus. Tos says no. You only need to prove your yichus for certain exceptional shiduchim. You're not going to need to prove your yichus for less exceptional shiduchim. Or he says maybe the fact that we require a raya in Mesachs Ksubas, when we say Mal Mitchum Liyuchsin, that's only Shitas Rabbi Meir. But the Chum hold that all Mishpachos or Becheskes Kashrus Heim Omdos, and therefore you don't generally need to bring a Raya to your Yichus. So going to a place where nobody knows you was a viable Eitzah that potentially could have worked. The Imre Yosher was asked a Shaila if you're allowed to be Mata or Meshudach and not to be a Megala to the Meshudach, that the Meshudeches is a Bas Yisrael, whose father is an Ovid Chav, and those Baal Eishas Ish. And he says, you can't be mad to someone like that, even though she's not a mamzeros, she's mutzalova bakal, but it's a Vlad Pogum, so anyone who gives such an Eitzah, it's as if you're giving an Eitzah Ra'ah, and you're violating Lifnei V'lo Sitin Mitchol. In our Gemara, when they asked the Shiloh what to do, he said, go to a place where Ein Makirim also marry a Bas Yisrael, and what about being Mata, the woman, that about the true family of this fellow? So it says Imre Yosher, maybe for a woman it's different, because the Gemara says that Tav L'meis of Tandum, L'meis of Armalu, that the Shidduch crisis is such that women would be willing to compromise on the yichus as long as the fellow is not a mamzer, whereas a fellow may not be as willing to compromise on the yichus. Or it could be that he told him to go to the makom rachok, where they're never going to know that that he's a ben akum, and therefore you're allowed to be mater because it's something that's never going to be nisgala. So it's not going to be something that's embarrassing in the community because no one else is going to know either. Whereas in a case where people are going to find out, and then it's going to have the person who agrees to the shidduch is going to have egg on their face that they were Shadich with such a family. So that's the discussion in the Imre Yosher. Some Sofer also struggles with this. How do you tell someone to go and hide, pretend that you're somebody you're not? L'chora, marrying Bas Midach is a much better idea, to marry someone who has similar struggles, a similar kind of background. And so that's something all the Acharim struggle with, how to interpret this Gemara. Anyway, Shalchu le'bnei Bei Michsi l'Rabba. The Bnei Bei Michsi sent a message to Rabba. Misha chetziyav v'chetzav ben chorin haba basrol mahu. What if a person is not an Eved, he's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, that's Baal Abbas Yisrael, then what's the din? Samalu, Hashta Eved Kulu, Amrinu Kasher, Chetzi Mibai. If he was totally an Eved, the offspring would be Kasher. If he's only a Chetzi Eved, of course the offspring is going to be Kasher. Amar of Yosef, Murad the Shmaita, the one who said that an Ovid Chavim, Eved Baal Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is Kasher, Manu, who is that? Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, like we said on Amar Aleph, that even Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, that an Eved Vakum, Baal Abbas Yisrael, is Mutzalova Bekal. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Chetzi, Eved V'chetzi Ben Chorin, Baal Abbas Yisrael, also Vlad Ein Lo Takana. But that very same Rabbi Yehuda says that when it's a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chorin, there's Ein Lo Takana. He's not allowed to marry Yisraelis, meaning he's a Mamzer. So you see that even if you have that an Eved Baal Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is going to be Kasher, by Chatzi Eved al Baal Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara rejects the Raya. Kiit Med Rav Yehuda. Now, when did Rav Yehuda say that it's going to be a problem? That it's Ein Lo Takana, Kigom de Kaddish Bas Yisrael. That's if he was first Mekadesh Bas Yisrael, and then he was Boel her. So when he was Mekadesh the Bas Yisrael, she is Mekudeshes only to the Ben Chorin that is within him. He is a Chatzi Ben Chorin and Chatzi Eved. So the Tzad Ben Chorin of him was Mekadesh, the young lady. So then when he's Boel her, then the Tzad Avdus of him is with an Eishes Ish. And that creates a Vlad Mamzer. Because we only are Machshir and Eved, Abal Bas Yisrael, when he's Ba'al Panuya, but if she's already Mekudeshes to the Tzad Ben Chorin Shabo, then it's going to create Mamzerus. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that Rabbi Yudol's that the Vlad is Ein Lo Takana means Dafka because he was Bol and Eishas Ish, but if he was Bol a Panuya, then it wouldn't be a Mamzer, because Rabbi Naradai Mishmeid Rabbi Yaakov the Divrei Aposel Poslafil B'Panuya Ulivre Makshir Makshir Filu Be'Eishas Ish, that if you hold Pasel, the Vlad that's Nolad from an Eved, you hold even by a Panuya, and if you hold Kasher, it's even by Panuya and Neshus Ish. So don't make such a distinction between a Panuya and Neshus Ish. Ushneim Lelamdua Elameshusav. Both he who is Machshir, the one who was born from Neved, Vovichavma Balbas Yisrael, even by Neshus Ish, and the one who was Pasled, even who Pasles even by a Panuya, both derive it from Eishas Av, because the Ikar Din of Mamzerus is written in the context of the Isra of Eishas Av. The Torah says, Lo Yikach Ishas Eishas Aviv, and then just two psukim later it says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So the Gemara is a limud that the Torah juxtaposes those two dinim in Sefer Devarim to tell me that if someone is Boel Eishas Aviv, that generates Mamzerus, the child is going to be a Mamzer. So from there we learn that anyone who's Dome Le Eishas Av, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So man, the Apostle, the one who says that Nevi Vakum Abel Basel is going to be Apostle Savar Ma Eshesav, will say, yeah, this follows the paradigm of Eshesav. Just like an Eshesav, the Lotafsi Bakidushan Vlad Mamzer, that it doesn't have its visa Kedushan, then the offspring is a Mamzer. I've called the Lotafsi Bakidushan Vlad Mamzer. Anytime there's no Tfis Kedushan, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So there's no Tfis Kedushan by Nevi Vakum Abel Basel, Mimela, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. Umanda Machsher, the one who says that the Vlad is a Kosher, Savar Ma Eshesav, that it also parallels the paradigm of Eishes Av, that just like Eishes Av did the day lo tafsi bakidushin, that for the he himself, if he's it's not going to be tofes kidushin la achrini, if someone else is mekadesh or tafsi bakidushin, so there would be a tfisas kidushin. So that's where there's going to be mamzerus, where the iser is only because you're the one that's choosing to marry her. She's your father's wife, but other people would be allowed to marry her. So la afuke of chav bevet lo tafsi bakidushin. As opposed to Novet Chavim and Eved, where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin whatsoever, meaning there's no by Eved Novet Chavim, they can never have Tfisas Kiddushin with any woman in the world. So it's not like Eishes Av, where the fellow can have Tfisas Kiddushin with somebody else, just not with someone who happens to be his father's wife. So therefore, it does not follow the paradigm, and therefore the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. Elikit Med Rav Yudah, when we said the Vlad is Ein Lo Takana, when Rav Yudah said that Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin has a child, the child is Ein Lo Takana. That's Kagon Shabbal Eishas Ish. That means the Chatzi Yevah Chatzi Ben Choron sleeps with an Eishas Ish, not just Stam with the Jewish woman, but the Jewish woman is already married to somebody else. And the reason the Vlad is a Mamzer is not because of the Tzad Avdus Shabbo, it's because the Tzad Cherish Shabbo is sleeping with an Eishas Ish, and that generates Mamzerus. Amar Avino, Amali Rav Gaza, Ikla Rabbi Yosef Bar Ovin La Asrin. Rabbi Yosef Bar Ovin came to the city of Rav Gaza, and there was a story of a single girl who had a relationship with an Eved, a full Eved, Va'achshir, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin was Machshir the Vlad, Be'eshes Ish. The Eved had a relationship with an Eshes Ish, Upasel, and he Pasel the Vlad. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin does not hold like Nardai, who are Machshir, who say that anyone who's Machshir by a Panuya is Machshir even by an Eshes Ish, because over here he made that distinction between a Panuya and an Eshes Ish. Amar Rav Sheshes the Didi Amar Li Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza said to me, Lo Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin Hava. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin was not the one who paskind in this maysa, El Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Zvida, it was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Zvida, Va'achshir, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eshesish. And you got another thing wrong about the maysa also, that he did not distinguish between the P'Nuya and Eshesish. He said that they're kosher in either way. Amalei Ravach, Brei the Rabbi Ravina, Ikla, Amemer La Asrin, Amemer came to our place, Va'achshir, and Amemer Kashir, said that it's kosher, a Vlad that's born from an Eved Abal Basrol, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eshesish. Whether it's a single girl or an Eshesish. Vehilchasa, the end of the day, Ovichavim Eved Abal Basrol, Vlad Kashir Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eshesish. Very important, La Halacha, that we paskin, that if there's an intermarriage, Rachman al son, where the father is a non-Jew and the mother is a Jew, the Vlad is Kasher, and that's true whether she's a Pnuya or whether she's an Eishes Ish. It is not like the case of Eishes Av, which generates Mamzerus. Rava Achshrei Rav Mari Barachel, Rava allowed Rav Mari Barachel, who was an offspring of a non-Jewish man that was Baal Bas Yisrael. That's why he's called by his mother's name. He's Mari Barachel because his father was not Jewish. So Manya Bepursi Debavel, and he appointed him to be amongst the Gabayim that are in charge of the community in Bavel. The Avil Gav Damar Mari, even though the pasuk says Som Tasim Alecha Melech Mikarev Echecha, it says So Kol Masim Vashat Mesim Al Yual Mikarev Echecha. We learn from there that any position of authority, any sarara, any appointment has to only come Mikarev Echecha. Since this person was Imam Yisrael, his mother was Jewish, that's also called Mikar Vachecha. Avdei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Atbele Le'iyav Etzchavim L'Shem Insa. The Eved of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami was Matbil a certain of Etzchavim for Tvilas Nida, not L'Shem Tvilas Gerus. Some Rav Yosef Yechil Nelach Shureba, he says, I can be Machshir her as a Bas Yisrael who's Kasher, even though she was not Tovelis L'Shem Gerus. So, and the Gemara says that a person is not going to be a ger, the Gemara is going to see over Yontif until Yimel V'Yitbol, until you have a Tevila. But since she was Tovel and Nidasa, that Tevila works for the Geras as well. And if she's Tovel L'Shem Geras Ubibarta, and I could be Machshir, her daughter, that she should be Kosher to like any other Bas Yisrael, even though she's a Bas Eved al-Baal Bas Yisrael, because the mother was Nisgayer, so the mother's now a Bas Yisrael. Nevertheless, the daughter's going to be Kosher. But I'll be Machshir, the woman herself, could Ravasi Dom Ravasi, Milo Tavla L'Nidusa, because she was Tavla L'Nidusa, so when she was Tavla L'Nidusa, that's Olu L'Gerusa. And Bibarta, and I'll be Machshir, the daughter as well, because Avicham Veva Bav Yisrael, Havlad Kasher, because in Evan Avicham Bav Yisrael, we just got through saying that L'maskana, we paskin, Havlad Kasher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ahud Avakarla Bar Armiyasa, and over Yantiv, we'll get all the major Gerus Sugyas in the Masech to come up over Yantiv. Everyone should have a wonderful Yantiv, and we'll see you all afterwards. Take care.